You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. He won one in Oregon and lost one in Kentucky, but it was a triumphant-sounding Barack Obama last night speaking in, of all places, Iowa.
The skeptics predicted we wouldn't get very far. The cynics dismissed us as a lot of hype and a little too much hope. And by the fall, the pundits in Washington had all but counted us out. But the people of Iowa had a different idea.
Iowan's different idea has become the presumptive frontrunner, possibly the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party, Barack Obama. And the chief political strategist for Barack Obama is David Axelrod, who joins us live this morning. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations. You have a majority of pledged delegates. It would appear that your status as nominee is assured. Barring any sort of radical change of the superdelegates, how much of a problem is it that Hillary Clinton appears determined to stay in the race?
Well, it's really not a problem, John. I believe that Senator Clinton believes deeply in the Democratic Party, this country, and I think she knows how desperately we change direction. And I think she will support the nominee of the party and campaign for us, and I think we're going to have unity very, very soon.
If you do have unity, though, what do you make of her argument that Barack Obama is weak in the states that Democrats have to win?
Well, I think that there's polling that belies that. There was just a poll out in Pennsylvania the other day that showed Obama leading by 8 or 9 points. I think the truth of it is that the economic situation in our country right now is such that working-class Americans all across the country are desperate for change. They know that these Bush policies are failing. They also know that Senator McCain has embraced them in total, and that to vote for McCain is to vote for more of the same. That's not going to happen. I think we're going to have a great movement for change sweep this country in November.
Since you're dealing with an electoral college map and not a delegate map anymore as you look towards November, do you start from square one when you design a strategy to go up against John McCain?
Well, I think that we're going to stretch the electoral map, John. We were in the state of Oregon last night. We had we won in the state of Oregon last night, a landslide victory, and we've won victories in states throughout the country that I think are considered swing states. Iowa is another one that the Republicans won last time, where we're leading now, and I believe we're going to win. So I think we're going to win the big states that Democrats need to win and have traditionally won, states like Pennsylvania. But I also think we're going to add states. Colorado is a good example that the Democrats haven't won. And we're going to cobble together a great new majority.
And David, in terms of themes, last night in Kentucky, one of the things that Barack Obama has struggled with is attracting white working class voters. So moving forward, how do you plan to address issues that they are concerned about most more directly? Because the numbers are pretty startling in terms of the percentage that Hillary Clinton has managed to capture versus that of Barack Obama.
Well, that those numbers vary, of course, from state to state. Even last night, the numbers were much different in Oregon among that same category of voter as they were in Kentucky. But the larger point is when you look at general election polling, there isn't a great deal of difference between how Senator Clinton and Senator Obama are polling among that particular group of voters. And the reason is that, as I said before, they're the people who know the most how much these Republican policies have let us down. When Senator McCain says he's going to embrace the Bush economic nostrums, I think they know that that's not the direction we need to go. And so I believe that at the end of the day, we're going to have a unified base and it's going to include working-class Americans who so desperately want change.
David, let me ask you something about your candidate. You and I both have experience in Chicago. It's said mm-hmm. that Barack Obama learned at the hand of watching one of the most decisive and strategic politicians of all time, Harold Washington, the mayor of Chicago. But Barack Obama is a University of Chicago professor. Once he gets into the full Klieg lights of the campaign, is he going to be a decisive leader, or is he going to be more a ruminating kind of intellectual? And how will that play as we get into November?
Well, all I would say, John, is that we've been one of the advantages we have of being involved in the longest nominating struggle in history against one of the most tenacious opponents one could ever have. I think that we have a battle-tested candidate. He's been faced with a lot of challenges in this race and a very challenging opponent, and run against the most well-established and well-practiced political operation in the Democratic Party, and he's winning. And there's a reason for that. There is a steel, a mettle, a determination to this man. He ran because he fundamentally believed that this country was on the wrong track, that our politics was letting down the American people, and he was determined to change it. And I don't think he's going to be deterred.
Certainly, Hillary said, Barack Obama wasn't vetted at the beginning of this campaign. I think it may be safe to say that he's vetted to a certain extent now. David Axelrod, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, great to be with you.
Chief Strategist for the Barack Obama campaign, David Axelrod. Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway Political Director, your reaction.
Well, it's interesting that we just spoke with Barack Obama, chief strategist, and we are facing perhaps the first African-American or biracial Democratic nominee ever. But the issue of race was not raised, even with the question of the sort of white working class voters. And I think that is going to be a very interesting thing to watch in the general election, if indeed, as it looks, Barack Obama is the nominee, is how is race going to be used? How is it going to be used by the Republicans? How is it going to be used by the Democrats? They want to talk not about race, but about economics.
And you can hear that in Axelrod. You can hear that in Barack Obama's statement
exactly.
last night.
Exactly. That's the discussion they want to have. I do think that there are some things to interesting trends. The Barack Obama had 75,000 people in Portland, Oregon last weekend. That's usually the number that you get in November. That's filling a football stadium.
So it's Rolling Stones numbers.
When they say, there's a phenomenon here, I think that one of the interesting things is the Republicans are sort of gleefully looking at Barack Obama saying, we can make mincemeat out of this guy. And, Reverend Wright, the whole question of Muslim, we haven't, you haven't seen anything yet. But Hillary Clinton learned that Barack Obama is a pretty formidable candidate. She was the front runner for a long time until people actually started voting.
Do you think this campaign has inoculated him, Adora, against the issue of race in November?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't know how that could ever happen in a country where it is such a divisive and contentious and problematic and troubling issue.
More drama as we head to November. Thank you, Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway Political Director.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.